This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who's never met a cow he didn't like.
I think those are the chiffons, if memory serves me correctly.
It's the Shirley's, actually.
The Shirley's?
That's it.
Nah, I think that was the forerunner of the chiffons. See if you can't follow that through.
Okay.
Will you please, James? James Collins at the controls in our main studio in Dallas. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen with the Happy Leap Year program. It's February the 29th. You know, I was thinking, we talked a lot about this earlier, and I thought, who cares? The one thing about this is that we don't, do you realize that a typical year is 365.242199 days? That's it. That's why we have all of this stuff. Somebody figured it out a long time ago, and this is one more thing to go, wow, awesome. And so here we are in an awesome mood for Thursday, February 29th. A lot of things going on. The wildfires in Texas, which we touched on, I am amazed and shocked. You know, you talk about the news media. We had a story we were talking about earlier, Jay and I, about how money is chasing social media instead of news media and what that leads to. It leads to a lot of misinformation, manipulation, that kind of stuff. And, you know, nobody uses it better than politicians. I think I'm going to do my obligatory Donald Trump, Biden, who else can, well, oh, and whether or not we're going to have a government running tomorrow. First thing is the judge ruled that Trump has to post a $454 million bond while he appeals a judgment. And you remember I've said I don't think he'll ever pay a penny of this. I think he'll declare bankruptcy. I mean, he'll do all kinds of things that will keep him from having. First of all, I don't think he has it. I think he's
What's his net worth? And I think a lot of people confuse net worth with
cash
value, how much cash he actually has in the bank.
I think he's worth about three. If you believe what he says, he's worth about $3 billion. Whether that's true or not, who knows? It's a conversation point as much as anything else. But at any rate, so at least he has to. I think that whole, of all of the things that Trump has had to deal with, this is the most flagrant violation of reality that I have seen. This woman who, and I probably shouldn't say woman, this person, but she is a woman, at least I think she is, the person who prosecuted him, or maybe persecuted him is a better word for it, the anger, the vitriol, the body language, this woman is a creep. And she went after him because she has such hatred. You can see it. You can feel it. Anybody, like I've been talking to people all my adult life on the radio, and I can tell by even listening to them, never mind watching their body language, where their head is. And her head is right up her, you know what. So, I mean, the other stuff that's following Trump around, there's certainly some legitimacy in Georgia. And, you know, whatever the other stuff is, of all of the things, this is the weakest one, and yet it seems to have grabbed hold and settled in. Mm-hmm. The fact that he has to post a bond is pretty damned outrageous, I think. And so the Supreme Court is going to hear arguments, I think. And I guess not on this so much as the whether he's immune from federal charges from January 6th because he was president at the time. That may be a weak argument. I mean, he might not do too well in trying to overcome that. But I just, you know, enough already. All right, so other legal matters. We haven't talked about any of the Bidens yet today, I don't think, Jay. Hunter Biden is testifying before a House Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee. Why is it closed door? I thought that last time I was watching the news. Why does he rate a closed door hearing? Nobody else would rate a closed door hearing, would they? Why? Why is he given special treatment? Well, he's special treatment because his father is the president. That's why. Yeah, this guy is worthless too.
It goes back to it's not what you do; it's who did what. It's the who of it.
You know, I was talking about Lauren Boebert and where she came from. You'd have thought, because Joe Biden's not a bad guy. He may be a lot of things, but I don't think he's a bad human being. I think he's been corrupted by the positions he's been in over the years, because it kind of goes with the territory. And maybe because Hunter Biden's mother died, maybe that. I mean, you can go psychologically through all this stuff. The fact is that he's using his father or cover under the name Biden to get away with stuff that you couldn't get away with, nor could I. That's kind of the bottom line here.
Well, he went through a lot, too, when his brother died, and there's the illusion or the rumors or whatever that the other brother was kind of the golden child.
Yeah, yeah. The most favored child. Yeah, right. All right, there's some new maps out today pinpointing how much lightning strikes and where it strikes and how you can predict the lightning strikes after a real hot day. The thunder showers come in, right? Big, tall clouds in the distance. Before you know it, you hear a sharp crack. The sound of, like, if you were at a baseball game, the batter hits a home run, right? That's what lightning sounds like. Yeah. You know that these maps suggest that there are nearly 38 million, with an M, 38 million yearly ground strikes of lightning in our country. 38 million. That's pretty dense, man, when you get right down to it. And so where James is down in Texas, the most virulent lightning is in Florida and Louisiana. Let's see. After that, you go to Mississippi and you go to Oklahoma. You go to Missouri. I'm looking at this map here. And apparently meteorologists, say it again, Doug. Take two on that. Meteorologists who are studying this stuff say that since the 1990s, 40 million of these strikes have occurred on average a year. So last year was 38 million. I thought, wow, I'm looking at that. And then I look further down and I see the last 6 years of data and then the last 30 years of data. And whether you know it or not, we're having fewer lightning strikes since the 1990s. Oh, no, it's global warming. How could that be? Well, that's what it is.
Whether you like it or not. I think different types of lightning, like the cloud-to-cloud lightning.
Yeah, rather than cloud to ground lightning.
Yeah.
So how much people ask how much? How much energy is in these flashes? You know, a large electrical discharge, electricity. I know I've had over the years four or five cows that have been killed by a lightning strike, and when you look at where the lightning hit their bodies, it burns a hole right through their body.
Oh.
It's that, you know, when you see trees that are chopped down by lightning strikes. Mm-hmm. Well, how much energy do you think is behind that? Huge, huge electrical energy. So, anyway, I could go on with this. I thought it was interesting. It doesn't warrant spending a lot of time on it, but it's something to be aware of because we're going to move back into, in certain areas, like down in the south, southwest. Well, not they don't have lightning sources. So, southeast, this is the time of year when, you know, you get a lot of heavy thunderstorms, you get a lot of tornadoes, that kind of stuff. And because of the electromagnetic field set up by all of these lightning strikes, it messes up what we've become so dependent on, the radio waves, the electromagnetic waves that that run our phones, that run our radios, televisions, all the stuff that we do here that's dependent on sort of ground to air, back to ground connection. If you want to see what they have, a 97% accuracy rating at the National Lightning Detection Network. So if you want to see what maybe your neck of the woods will be like this year, it's kind of like the Farmer's Almanac predicting weather. This is a prediction of lightning and lightning strikes. Interesting conversation. I think
That's
it is.
Cool, yeah.
I like to think that we have interesting conversations here. All right, so we have this problem of not having a government in maybe 24 hours, and I just thought you would like me to spend a minute talking about where some of the money goes, what they're arguing, what we're paying for, what you're paying for, what I'm paying for, where our tax dollars are going. This is all about the budget process, the fact we don't have a budget. So these entities that are created by Congress just keep going on and on and on and on and on. And to give the Republicans their due, they're trying to stop some of these things, like where money is going to elite colleges. There's a website, Jay, called openthebooks.com, where you can see federal government payments on grants and special tax treatment of colleges in the Ivy League, like Stanford and, well, they, Stanford's not in the Ivy League, but it's equivalent to it. Northwestern, Harvard. The government has, on an average, spent 35 to 40 to 45 billion last year in money for contracts and grants for there to be research done, or also to have student tuition. You know, that's where part of the $45 billion this year is Biden forgiving all the college debt. $45 billion. To a college like Harvard has a $50 billion with a B, $50 billion endowment. What do they need my tax dollars and your tax dollars for? Realize how outrageous that is? Yale has a $29 billion endowment. Good God. All right, I'm going to have get high blood pressure here. 18 after the hour.
And now another no-brainer money savings from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax tip and fees extra.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, now 23 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Social media time. Trending. The name Ryan Gosling has made it into the top 10 in terms of film and television. There's always, there are always three or four lists that are on the top, if you will, of the heap for news stories, for gossip, for entertainment, etc. Ryan Gosling is in the list of entertainers that are getting a lot of attention today, trending on most of the social media platforms, and that's because he's going to channel Ken at the Oscars. So, how is he going to do that, you're going to ask? Well, you can ask that, and I'll tell you that I'll give you the answer to that exciting question. How is he going to channel...
How?
How? All right, right after this, you'll learn the exciting, the overview of what's going on at... whoops, wait a minute, I was about to give it away. No, wait a minute.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new thing.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
I'm just kidding. Anywhere else I'd be kidding. Is it my destiny to live a life of longevity? I'm just kidding.
I'm Just Ken, going to be performed at the Oscars on the 10th of March by Ryan Gosling. I thought he was older than 43. Anyway,
oh,
really?
Yeah,
I just thought he was. Anyway, this is an important movie. I was just attacked. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know how disrespectful my co-host and the fellow who's sitting in that fat chair down in Dallas have been to me when I said something that they deemed derogatory about the Barbie movie.
Yeah, we laughed pretty hard at that one.
They were just not calm about it. They both attacked me
And I said, the table was flipped.
Yeah, right. It sure was. Knock it over. Get out the swords. Anyway, so he, for some reason or other, he had said that he hadn't been approached to sing, but then the producers came to him and said, okay, yeah, we want you to sing it. And so this will be a highlight. I always, the presenters so far, I'm looking at the list here, I never pronounce his name right, good actor. Is it Mahershala Ali? Is that how you pronounce his name? Very good actor. Nicolas Cage, Jamie Lee Curtis, Brendan Fraser,
I'm so happy
Jessica Lange. What, Brendan Fraser?
Brendan Fraser, yeah. He had kind of a hefty hiatus, in a way.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah. Matthew McConaughey is going to present Al Pacino, Michelle Pfeiffer, Sam Rockwell, Michelle Yeoh. I'm trying to place her. Why do I know the name?
I believe she won Best Actor, was it last year?
Did she? Okay, yeah. All right, anyway, so that's what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be great.
Yep, at the Oscars. This is the one everybody looks forward to, but again, the SAG Awards that were last weekend usually give you a pretty good preview of who's going to win or who's in good space, but of course nobody saw it because it was on Netflix. And this will be on ABC, and you'll be able to see it and actually enjoy it. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, 28 after here on Good Day. Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage of their other products? Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way, helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal prices are close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that it's one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at omahasteaks.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There's a deal coming together to fund the government for another week or so. The House expected to vote Thursday on a bill for temporary funding. It could face tough sledding in the U.S. Senate, though.
I ask my colleagues to stay flexible and be ready to act quickly when the time comes.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking on the floor Wednesday. The deal pushes the partial government shutdown deadline from this weekend to March 8th. Republicans in the U.S. Senate will be finding a new leader come November, because Mitch McConnell will be stepping aside. He made the announcement on the Senate floor Wednesday saying it's time for a new generation of leadership. He will serve out the rest of his Senate term until January 2027. And former President Trump is being barred from the primary ballot in Illinois. For now, it was the ruling of Cook County Circuit Court Judge Tracy Roberts in Illinois on Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Add your voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DOUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious.
Don't call me.
And don't call
don't
me
call
Shirley.
Me Shirley.
He was brilliant.
He started his career. That's for those of you who don't remember some of the great moments in Lindsay Nielsen's career. He was the captain of the Poseidon. Right. That was one of. It was almost a cameo, but it was good because he was so dramatic in it. But he and Lauren Green came from Canada. No, actually, there was three of them that came at the same time. Shatner, Lauren Green, and Lindsay Nielsen. Nielsen. But it's Nielsen is his name. So those three guys were friends, and they were in a Toronto troupe of actors when they were kids. And so they all decided to come to Hollywood and see what they could do. And all of them were cowboys at first, and then shortly after, Shatner somehow or other got the attention of the people that eventually produced Star Trek. But when that started, he was like 30, I think. It was 1964. He's 90 now. Right, so he would have been 30 then. So that got him started. Leslie Nielsen became a bad guy in cowboy after cowboy. I saw him in a movie with Glenn Ford the other night where he was a baddie. He was a baddie early in his career. He pretty much played baddies. And well, Lauren Green.
He did some amazing things, like the Naked Gun series. He was the police officer. Yes. Those were always great. And then I want to say, wasn't he in Hot Shots Part 2? Was he in the first Hot Shots? I can't remember that one. But
I don't know.
He was in the Hot Shots.
He was in a lot of stuff.
I think
man.
He was the president.
Yeah, he was in a lot of stuff. And he always played, at first, when he was a cowboy, bad guy. Bad guy, bad guy, bad guy. And Lauren Green was always a good guy in the Cowboys, but he played bad guys in other dramas that he was in. For whatever, it's interesting how there was not as much typecasting, although if you were like John Wayne, always played a cowboy, except for a couple of movies he was in where he played a detective, because that was the big thing at the time after Dirty Harry, so they put him into a couple of... Well, actually, one of them was bad. I think it was called McHugh. But they weren't bad movies. They were just John Wayne, instead of riding a horse, he was riding a Camaro. That was about the only difference. So, anyway, that's, I think about how Leslie Nielsen was really good as a stand-up, as a dry comedian. You know, the look on his face. He and Lloyd Bridges, who was, I don't know if you two recognize or remember Lloyd Bridges, the father of the Bridges brothers who are around now. He did a TV show called Sea Hunt, I think it was called, back in the 50s and 60s. And then he started playing a lot of parts in dramas. But nobody thought he would be able to pull off what he did in the Airplane movies. He was ridiculous. Just slapstick, foolish stuff that you couldn't help but laugh your butt off.
He played it so straight, which I think made it
Oh, my
perfect.
God. Yeah, exactly. This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your car, for your motorcycle, for your boat. You got an RV? Perfect. Call 800-PROGRESSIVE. Or you can go online to figure out how you protect yourself on the road, on the water, etc. at progressive.com. Doug Steffen's Good Day program on Leap Year, created to keep the calendar in sync. But some people consider today to be a holiday. There are 5 million people alive today who have a leap year birthday. I just saw that stat. I didn't know that many. Frankly, pretty straightforward. And I asked earlier where the celebrations are, right? Do they have them the day earlier or the day later? Mm-hmm. And then would be the normal birthday if it's not in one of the 4 years. And apparently more people celebrate it earlier than later. And I suppose, let's get going earlier, right? Let's have fun earlier rather than later.
I liked what one of our friends on X said, Jason, that he is a leap day baby, but he always celebrates on March 1st, because if you go back to when he was actually born, it would have fallen at the day after February 28th. So he always went with the day after February 28th.
Got it. All right, from the Life and Death Department at DougSteffen.com, the folks in Idaho halted an execution yesterday. This guy who is being put to death, Thomas Eugene Creech, he was sentenced to death January 9th, 2009, and he was supposed to be executed yesterday. They stuck the needle in him not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times, not six times, not seven times, 8 failed attempts to stick the IV into his arm. So some lawyer who was there said, all right, enough. It's cruel and unusual treatment to try to kill this guy 8 times. Every time he's wondering, is he going to die from the lethal injection? This guy has been, he was sentenced to death in 2009. He's been in prison half of his life, convicted of 5 murders.
There's been a lot
murders.
Of stuff around this specific inmate. He's one that essentially a serial killer. He acknowledged there's a number that they know about, and then there's even more that they think is a lot more. But he admitted to killing them with the now defunct truth serum. And so some of them think that, well, maybe he didn't kill all of those people, but he essentially, the
killed enough of
situations,
them.
Yeah, that he did all of these bad things, but he became kind of a quote-unquote good guy while in prison, where a lot of the people who worked at this prison, that was their first job, grew up knowing this guy. And a lot of them were even said, even the judge who sentenced him to death was even like, you know what, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should just keep him with life in prison. It all failed, but then here the execution failed.
The U.S. District Court yesterday, after this got botched, said that the attempts proved the department's inability to carry out a humane and constitutional execution, so they've granted him a stay. Apparently he doesn't have very good veins, so he's got some other malady, who knows what it is. But he's been in or on death row. I think he's the longest-serving death row inmate in the country. I think so. So that's the death department. Over on the life side of things, there are only 5 people in the world who have survived having HIV with leukemia. And the latest survival story surrounds Paul Edmonds. He's had AIDS since 1988. He thought he would die, but some people got him into some therapies that helped him take control, and for 3 decades plus, he has been okay. Mm-hmm. And AIDS is in full-blown remission, but the reason that it is because he was diagnosed with leukemia.
Yeah.
And the treatment for the leukemia is apparently what the doctors are theorizing. And he was treated in the City of Hope, and he, in 2019, started getting treatments for his leukemia, and he had a transplant of stem cells that had a rare genetic mutation, apparently, that caused resistance to HIV. So not only did he kick the leukemia, but he doesn't have HIV anymore. And this is very rare. As I said, only 5 people have actually kicked HIV. You can live with it, with the drugs and stuff they have now.
Magic Johnson's actually go into remission and become undetectable.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson's one of them, although he didn't also have leukemia. But just to have the two, the double, and both go into remission, that is a medical miracle. That is just a miracle.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. Speaking of miracles, I can't believe how many people are calling 800-419-3684 every day to line them up with one of the spots that are in one of the 15 great hotels in Las Vegas that have been commandeered, if you will, by the folks at 541 Travels. So if you call that number, which translates to 800-419-DOUG, you'll be able to, without any you don't have to play anything. You just give them your name, address, you talk about what it is that they are offering, and sometimes people want to go, sometimes they don't, but you won't know till you try. You won't know, it's like the lottery. You don't win unless you buy a ticket. So you won't be able to get these free nights unless you call 800-419-3684 and line yourself up. Have some fun. Win tickets to a Las Vegas show, for heaven's sakes. Just call the number, and you got 2 free nights in Las Vegas. What could be easier? 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684. There's no more to the story than that. It's just a simple phone call, and, you answer a few questions, and in a couple of minutes, you'll have the 2 free nights in Vegas. If you want to stay longer, they'll certainly arrange that for you, I'm sure, as well. That's that story. I've been studying, we're looking at the bills, if we are going to go into shutdown or lockdown, or the government's going to shut down in the next 24 hours. Much of the money, about 14%, I'm looking at all of the breakdowns. I gave you an example in the last half hour of money going to colleges. But then if you back that up a little bit, the education department has a focus on things in school that they have become. I remember when there was no education department. I'm that old, or old enough to remember. No education department. There was no federal budget for education. It all was either local or state. And then the feds got involved in, I think it was Kennedy, in fact, that got the Federal Education Department started, if my memory serves me correctly. And then there were things that were, you know, became part of the expansion, the stuff that money would allow, more music and more art and more physical education, more things that are practical, like business classes, that sort of thing. And it got me to thinking about what, how we've strayed from that, how we have all kinds of classes and stuff that shouldn't be taught in school. So I thought I would run through with you the subjects that I think should be mandatory in public schools.
Yes,
all right?
Please.
You ready? All right. Number one, what are taxes all about? State taxes, local taxes, federal taxes. Do you understand how the tax system works?
Mm-hmm.
Something else that ought to be taught in schools is how to cook. Cook. How do you cook? I think that's
well, it is, but I think it's elective. It's not mandatory.
Oh, is it? Okay. How to defend yourself, self-defense, like survival skills,
yes.
Things like that. Personal finance, like how to make out a check, right? People don't use checks anymore. They want to use Venmo or one of those other stupid apps. No, you need to know.
Well, if we do have to do a check, we go to the bank and we get one of those, what are they, the clerk
bank
checks?
It's a bank check. Yeah, certified check. Also, stress management should be taught in school.
Yeah.
Car, how to maintain your car. That should be done in school. Public speaking, don't be afraid to get up and talk. If I were ruled the world, that would be mandatory in schools. 48 after here on Good Day.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing the monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Did you know that MyPillow is certainly about more than just fantastic pillows? Now MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows to those Giza Dream sheets and the new flannel sheets that they have. This is a fabulous time for you to be buying anything and everything at MyPillow.com. This is the time for you to save 50%, if you can believe it, 50% on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that they have, perfect for comfortable winter sleeping, towel sets for $29.98. My heavens, all of this great stuff is there. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. You use the promo code DS. And check it out, MyPillow.com, great buys, look at the catalog, charge it up, and use the code DS at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DS.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pillow. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Single-engine fighters in the Air Force, but this plane has four engines. It's an entirely different kind of flying altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of flying.
Besides, I haven't touched any kind of plane in 6 years.
Who is that actor?
I know nothing about flying, but there's one thing I do know. You're the only one on this plane who can possibly fly it. You're the only chance we've got.
What's the name of that young actor?
That is such a bad dad joke.
Yeah. What is that guy's name? I believe it's Robert Hayes. Robert Hayes. That's right. Thank you, James. Yeah, Robert Hayes. He was a kid, and he was around all of these, like, legends, and at first really didn't even listen. There's a book out by the Zucker brothers called Surely You Can't Be Serious. And it tells the story of making these movies, mostly Airplane, because that was the one that set the standard. And so Leslie Nielsen was asked, and he said no. And Lloyd Bridges was asked to be in, and he said no. Robert Stack was asked to be in, and he said no. And then, because they were just going to be silly. And then they all... They somehow or other, they convinced him, the producers convinced him to be in the movie. And after that, as you, what is it they say? The rest is history. Robert Stack was one. He was, for heaven's sakes, he was Elliot Ness on television for like 10 years. He was in every serious romantic role. This guy had been around since the late 40s, in the 50s, 60s. And he was a very, very prestigious, very formal actor. And to get him to play a role like he played in that movie, mm-hmm. I mean, Leslie Nielsen had done some stuff. Lloyd Bridges was more of an action star, but he showed his acting chops being an action star by, I mean, if you look at the stunts that he played, that he pulled falling out of windows and off of desks and chairs and stuff, I mean, it was just... It was kind of the forerunner to some of the stuff Chevy Chase did, but this film, this was produced by the Zucker brothers, and they apparently the book suggests that they were dreaming as youngsters about how to make a film like this, And they get these guys, and if you haven't ever seen the movie, James, or if anybody listening hasn't seen the movie, it's well worth the time.
I was just saying, I can't believe I'm experiencing this movie through a bunch of clips that I'm just looking up. Right. It's so I have one more clip really quickly if you want to hear that. Right.
Yeah, yeah, no, go ahead.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir, I've never been up in a plane before.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
That's James Arness's brother. Another great actor.
Yeah.
Peter Graves. It's very interesting. The two of them were coming up together, and they both were doing equally well, and they didn't want to play off of each other's names. So the family name was Graves. So Peter Graves kept the family name. James Arness. Arness was his mother's maiden name. So he took that so the two of them wouldn't be confused as the Graves brothers. But they were brothers. And look at how well they both did. I forgot that he was in that. Yeah, he played a substantial. They were all, it was just silly stuff. Who was the woman? She went on to play some other stuff too. The young woman that's in there. What's that woman's name? I'm sorry. Chucker's not here today anyway, so I'm just going off on this movie. on Movie Moments. What was that actress's name? Who I can see, but I can't remember her name.
It's not Leslie Nelson?
Hayes.
No.
Don't speculate anymore, James. You'll sound foolish. I just can't remember what her name is, but she was great. And that little kid, ever seen a grown man naked is one of the really great lines from the movie. All right. Other movie news of note, Hunter Schafer, who was in Euphoria, among other things, got herself arrested yesterday at a protest in support of the Palestinians in Gaza. Does anybody really get, I mean, you've done a good job of sort of putting in perspective, Jay,
what goes on. Yeah, it's a very humanitarian crisis, and a lot of people think that if people are protesting in favor of the Palestinians, that means they're protesting in favor of Hamas, and that is not the case.
No, but
people are dying, children are dying. More people have died of civilian casualties in Gaza.
Yeah.
Then
what she did was go into the NBC building in New York, and they made it clear that apparently Joe Biden was in there doing an interview with Seth Meyers at the time, so that's why she got arrested. Timing wasn't great.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.